Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Leading from Anywhere by David Burkus, published in 2021. This insightful book offers an in-depth look into the dynamics of leading a remote team. Burkus, a best-selling author and recognized business thought leader, guides readers through the intricacies of establishing a robust company culture, managing performance effectively, and running efficient virtual meetings. The book also explores best practices for providing feedback to team members and presents a compelling argument in favor of remote work. Leading from Anywhere is an essential resource for CEOs, team leaders, and anyone experiencing challenges in remote work settings. It's also invaluable for those contemplating starting or transitioning to a remote business. With his extensive experience and accolades, including recognition from Thinkers 50 and collaborations with top organizations like Google and Fidelity, David Burkus equips leaders with the tools needed to succeed in the modern digital workplace. Tune into this episode for strategic advice and practical tips to enhance your leadership skills and make the most of remote work opportunities. Leading from Anywhere: Unlock the Power and Performance of Remote Teams. Introduction. Navigate the challenges of leading a remote team. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the world of work underwent a seismic shift. Offices emptied almost overnight as employees set up shop in their homes, from makeshift desks in quiet corners to full setups in garden sheds. This sudden transition tested the adaptability of businesses worldwide. Some companies navigated these changes with finesse, moving to remote work permanently, while others struggled significantly. This chapter guides you through effective leadership, collaboration, and performance evaluation tailored for the remote working era. It moves beyond traditional, office-centric management techniques, offering fresh strategies grounded in today's virtual workplace realities. Remote work isn't merely a band-aid for pandemic times. It represents a fundamental shift in how we define the workplace. Through this exploration, you will discover why some technology leaders in the early 2000s were initially skeptical about remote work, how fostering respect within a team can improve workplace dynamics, and the crucial differences between asynchronous and synchronous communication. Explore these insights to master the art of leading from anywhere. Part 1. Unite your remote team with understanding and a common purpose. As the coronavirus pandemic abruptly spread across the globe, businesses of every stripe found themselves in uncharted territory. Offices shuttered almost overnight, sparking a rush to mobilize remote workforces. The sudden shift from physical to virtual offices created chaotic upheavals, but it also offered opportunities for innovation and growth. Among those who thrived was Innovative Fitness, a company specializing in elite personal training that successfully pivoted to online sessions, even expanding its clientele during this period. Successful remote teams, such as those at Innovative Fitness, exhibited two pivotal qualities: a deep understanding of individual team member needs and a strong, unifying company purpose. Here's the pivotal insight. A profound understanding and shared purpose are the glue that holds a remote team together. Top-performing teams possess an intricate knowledge of each member's skills, habits, and personal working contexts. They leverage this understanding to assign roles that align with individual strengths and preferences, ensuring that tasks are not only delegated effectively, but are also fulfilled with greater satisfaction and efficiency. Moreover, these teams go beyond recognizing obvious differences, such as cultural backgrounds and time zones. They extend their empathy to less visible aspects of remote work, like childcare responsibilities or home routines that differ from those in a traditional office setting. Acknowledging and accommodating these personal dynamics fosters a healthier, more collaborative remote working environment. Alongside this deep individual understanding, high-achieving teams are driven by a compelling, collective purpose. This shared mission not only cements the team's cohesion, but also boosts motivation. particularly through the challenging stretches of remote work during a pandemic. People inherently desire to be part of something greater than themselves, beyond mere profit generation. They wish to contribute to solving meaningful problems or advancing significant causes. This brings us to the essential question every team leader should pose. What are we collectively fighting for? Typically, there are three kinds of rallying calls in this realm. The revolutionary fight aims to disrupt the status quo, either within an industry or society at large. The underdog fight focuses on challenging and outmaneuvering major industry players by innovating superior solutions. Lastly, the ally fight centers on advocating for and supporting customers and stakeholders. Identifying and embracing one of these fights can profoundly strengthen a remote team, knitting members together with a sense of purpose that resonates through their daily tasks and long-term objectives. Part 2: Cultivating a Culture of Trust and Respect in Remote Teams. When Frank van Massenhove took charge of the Belgian Ministry of Social Security, he was confronted with a dreary bureaucratic nightmare filled with disengaged civil servants. Under his leadership, however, the organization underwent a remarkable transformation. It emerged as a vibrant workplace characterized by strong team spirit and an open, collaborative environment. Massenhove's strategy was straightforward but revolutionary. He empowered his team by giving them the autonomy to set their own schedules and to work from wherever they chose. This radical shift centered around building a workplace culture founded on mutual trust and respect among all team members. Here's the central insight. For remote organizations, fostering a culture built on trust and respect isn't just important, it's essential. In the transition from physical offices to virtual workspaces, the significance of team culture is magnified. It becomes the binding force that holds everything together. Trust is the cornerstone of a robust team culture. It requires creating a safe work environment where people are free to express ideas and concerns without fear of humiliation or retribution. This concept of psychological safety, a term popularized by Amy Edmondson, encourages open communication and honesty, which not only smoothens day-to-day operations, but also encourages innovation and accountability. Respect is the second crucial element. To trust someone is to be open with them, but to respect someone means to value their contributions and listen to their viewpoints. Sadly, respect is not as prevalent in workplaces as it should be. A survey from 2013 revealed that just 54% of employees felt respected by their colleagues. This lack of respect can severely dampen workplace engagement, focus, and productivity. Fortunately, respect, like many behavioral traits, can be cultivated. It has been observed that just as rudeness can breed more rudeness, respect is also contagious. Putting this into practice, especially in a remote setting, means engaging in active listening, not speaking over or interrupting others, and maintaining open-mindedness in disagreements. Thus, the practical takeaway is this: prioritize trust and respect in all your interactions. By integrating these values into the core of your remote team's operations, you not only enhance teamwork and morale, but also set the stage for sustained productivity and success. Part 3: Balancing Asynchronous and Synchronous Communication in Remote Work. At Basecamp, a software company known for its remote-first approach, the office is often referred to as an interruption factory by founder Jason Fried and key programmer David Heinemeier Hansen. They argued that traditional office settings with their constant meetings and casual interruptions can hinder productivity significantly. Despite their critique of office environments, they acknowledge the challenges of remote work, particularly the potential for isolation and miscommunication among team members. This understanding underlies their emphasis on mastering two crucial types of communication, asynchronous and synchronous. The core principle here is: efficient remote work hinges on a strategic mix of asynchronous and synchronous communication. Asynchronous communication allows information to be exchanged on one's own schedule without expecting immediate availability or responses from others. This typically involves tools like email, Slack, or shared documents. The key is to adjust expectations so that immediate replies aren't anticipated, allowing up to 24 hours for a response unless urgency dictates otherwise. For issues that need more immediate attention, synchronous methods are preferable. Asynchronous exchanges should be crafted carefully. Clarity and positivity are crucial to prevent misunderstandings and negative interpretations. A thoughtful, well-composed message can ensure information is conveyed effectively and warmly. On the other hand, synchronous communication requires real-time interaction and is typically used for discussions that need instant feedback, such as video calls. However, reliance on video calls for all synchronous communication isn't always optimal. Video calls can sometimes be inefficient, with participants potentially becoming distracted or disengaged. Research by Michael Krauss highlights an interesting alternative: voice-only communication. In his study, participants who conversed in the dark, relying solely on voice cues, understood each other's emotions more accurately than those who could see each other. This suggests that traditional phone calls might often be more effective than video calls, as they allow participants to focus purely on the voice, reducing misinterpretations and distractions. Indeed, while phone calls might seem less sophisticated than video conferencing tools, they offer a directness and simplicity that can enhance understanding and save time. Therefore, for remote teams, the best practice involves discerning when to use asynchronous methods for flexibility and independence, and synchronous methods, particularly voice calls, for clarity and emotional nuance. Balancing these communication styles is key to fostering a productive, connected, remote workforce. Part 4: Mastering the craft of effective virtual meetings. Video meetings have become a ubiquitous part of remote work, yet they often fall short of being productive due to their inherent challenges. However, when the need arises to unify the team or address something that requires visual aids, video meetings become indispensable. The trick is ensuring these meetings are efficient and engaging rather than sources of confusion or boredom. Here's the guiding principle. Mastering virtual meetings is an art form, crucial for successful remote team management. Begin by defining a clear purpose for every meeting. Avoid vague or routine gatherings. Each meeting should aim to resolve a specific issue or address a particular topic. Limiting the focus to one main objective helps maintain clarity and direction. Next, consider the invite list carefully. It's unnecessary and counterproductive to include team members who don't have a stake or role in the agenda. Tailor your invites to include only those directly impacted by or involved in the meeting's purpose. Crafting a detailed agenda is another vital step. Rather than vague titles such as communication strategy, frame agenda. Items as specific questions like, how can we enhance our Twitter engagement? This approach ensures the meeting is actionable and centered on achieving tangible outcomes. Additionally, open the virtual meeting room 10 minutes early. This window allows participants to settle in and engage in preliminary small talk, which can help replicate the informal pre-meeting interactions that occur in physical offices. As the leader, log in even earlier to resolve any potential technical issues. Assign someone the role of minute taker to document the discussion's progress and key points. This record is invaluable for tracking ideas, decisions, and emerging issues. Conclude the meeting with a concise review of the discussions and decisions. Confirm that the meeting's purpose has been met and gather consensus, or address any lingering uncertainties. Lastly, leave the virtual meeting space open after the official end. Allowing team members to socialize post-meeting can foster camaraderie and replicate the natural informal interactions that follow in-person meetings, boosting team morale and unity. By adhering to these guidelines, you can transform necessary virtual meetings from mundane or chaotic to dynamic and effective, enhancing overall team productivity and engagement. Part 5: Focusing on communication over surveillance in remote performance management. As businesses rush to set up remote workplaces during the pandemic, many faced uncertainties about maintaining employee discipline without physical oversight. In response, some opted for surveillance tools to monitor online activity and screen time, believing that close monitoring was the solution to maintaining productivity. However, this approach often backfired, undermining trust and motivation among teams. Constant surveillance sent a clear yet troubling message. The organization might not trust its employees to work diligently without oversight. This hardly encourages a culture of mutual respect or commitment. Therefore, the essential message here is that effective performance management hinges on communication rather than surveillance and control. Leaders seeking to enhance team performance should start by setting clear objectives. Granting autonomy does not mean abandoning support. Regular check-ins should be scheduled to discuss progress, address challenges, and reinforce goals, maintaining a balance between independence and guidance. During these check-ins, offer continuous feedback. This involves specific, detailed comments on what has been observed concerning an employee's work and progress. If performance issues arise, it's crucial to first determine whether these are due to individual shortcomings or broader systemic problems. Often, the root causes are linked to the system or processes, which leaders can help resolve. However, if the issue is indeed with an individual, address the matter by focusing on the impact of the employee's actions. Discuss how their performance affects the team, customers, or stakeholders. This approach not only makes the issue tangible, but also avoids making the conversation overly defensive. It's important to clarify why their role is significant and where improvements are needed. Furthermore, when giving feedback, ensure it's a two-way dialogue. Listen to the employee's perspective to understand their challenges and frustrations. Integrating their viewpoints into the solution fosters greater engagement and ownership over the outcomes. In summary, managing performance in a remote setting is less about exerting control and more about fostering an environment of open, constructive communication. This strategy not only boosts productivity, but also builds a workplace culture rooted in trust and mutual respect, key factors in any successful remote team. Part 6, the enduring journey and contemporary challenges of remote work. Remote work might seem like a modern invention, particularly highlighted by the recent pandemic, but its roots extend deep into history. The concept of working away from a central organization is far from new, tracing back to ancient times. Roman administrators and British imperial agents are prime examples, operating far from their capitals and managing affairs across vast territories. The contemporary understanding of remote working, however, started shaping in the latter half of the 20th century, influenced significantly by advancements in technology. Despite its deep historical roots and apparent benefits, remote work has faced consistent resistance over the years. Here's the core message. Remote work has an extensive history, but has faced modern-day hurdles. The idea gained renewed interest in 1973 when Jack Nils introduced the concept in The Telecommunications Transportation Trade-off, suggesting that remote work could alleviate urban congestion. Later, in 1989, Charles Handy predicted that mobile technologies would render large office spaces obsolete, envisioning a future where anyone could work from anywhere as long as they had the right tools. Despite these predictions, the rise of remote work in the late 20th century, especially among tech firms, met significant resistance in the early 2000s. Leaders like Marissa Mayer at Yahoo and other tech giants reversed remote working policies, insisting that creativity and collaboration could only happen through physical proximity. However, a pivotal study conducted by Stanford economist Nicholas Bloom in 2014 brought scientific evidence to the debate. Bloom's experiment with the online travel company Ctrip showed remarkable findings. Remote workers not only performed better but also took fewer breaks and sick days, and they had a significantly lower turnover rate. They effectively worked an extra day per week compared to their office-going peers. Despite these compelling benefits, many corporate leaders continued to favor traditional office environments, prioritizing perceived team cohesion over the proven productivity and satisfaction benefits of remote arrangements. Thus, while remote work is not a new idea, it has only recently begun to overcome long-standing biases and skepticism driven by necessity during the pandemic. This historical and ongoing struggle highlights both the potential and the challenges of remote work as we continue to understand and optimize its impact in a post-pandemic world. Final summary. In adapting to remote work, building and maintaining a strong team culture is crucial. This culture should be rooted in understanding and a shared purpose that aligns every team member with the organization's goals. Each member needs to feel valued and understood, not just as part of the workforce, but as an individual with unique situations and contributions. Communication remains a cornerstone of effective remote team management, utilizing a mix of asynchronous and synchronous methods. Asynchronous communication allows flexibility and respects individual schedules, vital in diverse and widespread teams. Synchronous communication, on the other hand, such as phone calls or video chats, fosters immediacy and clarity when addressing complex issues or brainstorming. Despite the convenience of video calls, they can sometimes detract from the effectiveness of communication. Simple rules can make these interactions more productive. Having a clear agenda, inviting only essential personnel, and allowing time for informal catch-ups before diving into the main topics. Feedback is pivotal in a remote setting, focusing on the impact of actions rather than personal criticism. It is important that feedback sessions are dialogues rather than monologues, where team members have the opportunity to respond, reflect, and participate in crafting solutions. This collaborative approach not only enhances the feedback's effectiveness, but also reinforces trust and respect within the team. By integrating these practices, leaders can cultivate a remote work environment that is not only functional but thriving, ensuring team cohesion and sustained productivity across distances. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.